in the medium to long term, he needs to set up this task force to see what's happening. But because of the damage that this is doing to the Irish fishing industry and putting a cloud over the entire fishing industry, what I think he needs to do is have some unannounced inspections. And I think that would be a real deterrent. And he said himself last night that at most there might be 250 boats that could be involved in this out of 2,000 overall. So that's just about 10%. And that's the maximum number. It might only be, you know, 50 or 20 or 10% of that. So if they know, largely speaking, the 10% that they could target, why not have unannounced inspections?
Donegal currently accounts for over 25% of the jobs in the fishing industry in Ireland. Do you feel it's possibly more vital for this county that the matter be investigated thoroughly, more so than other parts in the country?
I absolutely do. And as you said, it accounts for more than 25% of the jobs in the fishing industry. There are already reports that, you know, overseas buyers, people are very concerned about working conditions, about what's happening, and you don't want to damage a good reputation, an industry that's absolutely crucial to a number of coastal communities and very important for the island as well, because we are an island nation. What I think Minister Coveney needs to do is to move quickly on this and to be seen to be taking action very quickly.